Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business will be the approval of this evening's revised agenda. Mr. Secretary, are there any additions or corrections?
No, the last revision to the agenda was on September 10th, 2013, when we included old business number 11258.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to recommend that case number 11216, we moved. Seems to be a lot of people here probably interested in that, in our deliberation on that, so we'd make a motion we move that to the front of the hearings.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills that we move case number 11216 to the front, to the first case. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
You have a second by Mr. Rickards. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? The motion so carried.
Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board may then invite will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you're advised it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. Okay, first case, please.
First case was just referenced to be moved to the front of the agenda was case number 11216, Allen Harum Foods, LLC. Property west of Road 331, Arm Branch Road, and southeast of Arm Branch in the town of Millsboro, being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 233, Map 5, Parcel 14, 15, and 16, and being a special use exception for a potentially hazardous use a poultry processing facility.
And Mr. Chairman, just as a reminder, I have not participated in this case and will not this evening either.
Okay, thank you for that, Mr. Hudson. Okay, I will open up the case for any discussion from any of the members. I'll start with Mr. Mills.
There was certainly a lot of material to read through. Have no particular comments. I'm ready to vote.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
There's quite a bit of paperwork. I went through it. I'm ready to vote, too.
Okay. Mr. Rickards?
I feel that the paperwork I went through, a lot of it was not signed. A lot of it was not signed. How's that? And I'm ready to vote also.
Okay, and I also, reading through that pack of the papers that we had received and spent quite a bit of time, matter of fact, even up to yesterday, so I am also ready to vote on the case. So that having been said, if there's no further discussion from any of the members, then as chair, I will entertain a motion on case number 11,216.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,216 for the following reasons. Chapter 115, Article 15, H.R. 1, refers to the director of planning and zoning making the distinction between permitted uses there and also a hazardous use. And that also is said under chapter, under 115, 111, which reads, the board shall review the plans, statements, and shall not permit such buildings, structures, or uses until it has been shown that the public health, safety, morals, and general welfare will be properly protected, that necessary safeguards will not be provided for the protection of water areas or surrounding property and persons. The board, in reviewing the plans and statements, shall consult with other agencies created for the promotion of public health and safety and shall pay particular attention to the protection of the county and its waterways from harmful effects of air or water pollution of any type. Now, we have gotten the responses from, I would say, at least 60% of the people that are involved in this, and that the purpose used for a poultry processing facility in the industrial area of the site has previously been used for approximately 40 years at a cucumber pickling plant. There are other industrial facilities in the neighborhood, including a concrete plant and a propane business, both of which have been there for many years. The opposition also testified that the area is heavily industrial area. The applicant has demonstrated that it will implant or follow necessary safeguards to protect the public health, safety, morals, and general welfare. Let's go over them, okay? Fire. The existing building is protected throughout by a sprinkler system, which will be maintained to meet current standards. The facility is a non-combustible building and will meet Delaware State Fire Prevention regulations. The Delaware State Fire Marshal shall ensure that fire prevention regulations are met. They'll make sure that no matter what they do, that they are met. They will come in and look around, make sure that everything is protected fire-wise. Explosion. The applicant presented evidence that the poultry processing operations do not present any normal explosion hazards or risk, and no evidence to the contrary was presented. The applicant advised the board that ammonia refrigeration system will be built to meet all current standards with ventilation and detection systems to reduce the risk of explosion if there were to have a leak occur. The applicant will address noise from the facility as follows. Trailing parking mainly be in the rear of the site away from residential areas throughout reducing the impact noise to residential neighbors. Live receiving trailers will be loaded in an existing building. Forklift operations unloading live poultry will be kept inside the facility to contain the noise and dust. The loaded refrigeration trailers will be parked in an area surrounded by a landscape buffer. Landscape buffers will be planted along County Road 331 to help buffer noise and odor from leaving the site. The existing site has buffer trees and marsh to the north, which is also a buffer noise and odor from the facility, also which will contribute to noise and odor from this facility. Additional trees will be planted along Iron Branch Road. The plant will be hidden from neighborhooding residential areas. Another situation which should be addressed is the vibration. The applicant noted that there are no causes for vibration on this site and no evidence of contrary was present. The applicant addressed the handling of dust odor from the plant as follows. Site work, including dust control, will be conducted in accordance with sediment and erosion control regulations that were set by the state of Delaware. DENRAC, Department of Natural Resources, and the Sussex Convention Conservation District will ensure that these regulations are, in other words, they're going to enforce them, be followed. The site will be stabilized by either the building itself or pavement and vegetation. The applicant advised the board that odors will be kept to a minimum of proper housekeeping and good airflow throughout the facility to prevent residue buildup. The holding shed will be cleaned regularly to avoid manure buildup. All live poultry will be held, housed in a ventilating holding shed. The offal byproducts will be loaded directly to trucks in an enclosed building and shipped directly to an off-site rendering facility. No rendering is done here. The applicant intends to use the state-of-the-art ventilation systems in the facility. Another situation where you have to consider is the emissions. The wastewater treatment system will be located at the rear of the site adjacent to the railroad to be as far away possible from residential neighbors. The stormwater system will utilize existing wastewater system to treat the first flush from rain events to capture contaminants from the paved areas and meet Delaware stormwater regulations. Traffic. The applicant testified that traffic will have a designated route subject to DLDOT's approval, and that the truck drivers will be subject to disciplinary action if the route is not followed. And I believe they said that they would take their contract away from that contract if they do not follow the rules. Opposition to the application does not present evidence from traffic engineers as to negative impact the applicant would have on traffic in the neighborhood. DLDOT will ultimately have jurisdiction over traffic impact on the plant. They will enforce it. Lighting. The applicant testified that lighting in the rear of the property will be reduced and there will be no increase in lighting elsewhere on the site. Existing lighting. The neighborhood. The evidence is clear that numerous residential homes and developments were constructed after existence of the pickle plant, though some homes predated the previous pickle plant. The evidence shows that this area is heavily industrialized area and has been that way for many, many years. Opposition to the application did not present any evidence from a realtor or appraisal as to the substantial adverse effect to the real estate values due to the proposed plant. The board solicited comments on the application from Delaware Department of Natural Resources, Environmental Control, the Delaware Department of Transportation, the Delaware Office of Fire Marshal, the Chief Building Code Inspector of Sussex County, and the Sussex Conservation District, a little tongue-tied there. These agencies were created for the promotion of public health and safety. The board received comments from DENRAC, which stated that DENRAC administers several programs, including air emissions permitting, well permitting, water allocations, national pollutant, elimination discharge permits, and large on-site wastewater treatment and disposable systems permitting, and these programs may apply to this facility. The facility may require approvals for any solid or hazardous waste that may be generated, stored, and transported from the site in compliance with DRC's accidental release program. DENRAC may also apply additional requirements on applicant for erosion stormwater management depending on physical modification to the existing building on new construction. The applicant may need to obtain a modification of existing permits. If so, modifications to the permits generally require public notice and an opportunity for the public to participate. DENRAC will work with the applicant to ensure the adequate water supply for the facility will not have any negative effects on existing water supply wells in the area. Appropriate permits will be required for all wastewater from the plant, and DENRAC will work with the applicant to make sure that the wastewater systems meet all regulatory requirements and are appropriately permitted through NPDES and the low tides programs. The facility has two boilers that are currently permitted and comply with air quality regulations. Any new equipment the applicant intends to install must comply with all air quality regulations and permitting requirements. DENRAC will require that any new equipment does not adversely affect public health and or the environment. DENRAC has no objections to the board granting a special use exception to Alan Harmon. The board has consulted with DENRAC, which has jurisdiction over the air and water pollution and mitigating from the site and over the systems, and permits the applicant intended to use, and DENRAC has noted that it does not object to the application, that it will ensure that neighboring properties are not adversely affected. Applicant has noted to the board that in order to construct its facility, applicant will need to obtain the following permits and approvals from DLDOT, DENRAC, Sussex County Building Inspector, and the State Fire Marshal. These agencies were created for the promotion of public health and safety. DENRAC, through its rules and regulations, will have jurisdiction to protect the county and its waterways from harmful effects of air, water, pollution of any type. DENRAC's extensive involvement in the permitting process, as outlined in a letter to the board, clearly states that it will make sure that the public health, safety, morals, and general welfare will be properly protected, and that necessary safeguards will be provided for protection of water areas or surrounding property or persons. It is possible that the public hearings will be necessary as part of the DENRAC's permitting process. So based on this record, the applicant has demonstrated that the proposed use set forth in the application will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. Furthermore, the applicant has demonstrated that public health, safety, morals, and general welfare will be properly protected, and that necessary safeguards will be provided for the protection of water areas or surrounding properties and persons. And having said that, Mr. Chairman, again, I make a motion that we approve case number 11216.
Okay, do I have a, excuse me, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards, and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11216. All those in favor of the motion? Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons that Mr. Rickard has stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those same reasons.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I have stated.
Aye, Mr. Calaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated by Mr. Rickards and that have been read into the record. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11216 is approved. Okay, the board will stand recess for 10 minutes.